Political economy is a discipline in which rigorous empirical testing is difficult. Scholars are rarely presented with the kind of natural occurring experiments which crop up in other fields of economic inquiry, such as when one state increases its minimum wage while its neighbours do not. COVID-19 is different. Though it is quite the cloud, for political economists the silver lining is that it provides an opportunity to look, in real time, at how different models of governance react to a simultaneous shock. Various taxonomies are used to categorize models of capitalism. A prominent one was set out in 2001 in Varieties of Capitalism, a book edited by Peter Hall, a political scientist, and David Soskis, an economist. It distinguished between liberal market economies, LMES, such as America, Britain, and Canada, and coordinated market economies, CMES, such as Germany, the Nordic countries, Austria, and the Netherlands. LMES capitalism is red-blooded, relying on market mechanisms to allocate resources and determine wages, and on financial markets to allocate capital. CMES, though still capitalists, are fonder of social organizations such as trade unions and of bank finance. Western economies tend to sit on a continuum between these two models. In recent years, scholars have also tried to account for the authoritarian state-driven capitalism found in some other countries. Branko Milanovic of the City University of New York calls this model political capitalism. These frameworks are surprisingly good at passing countries' responses to the pandemic. Consider innovation. Scholars distinguish between incremental innovation, the continuous process of making marginal improvements to products and processes, and radical innovation, which may involve the launch of entirely new goods and services. Whereas CMES, with their emphasis on specific skills and long-term thinking, should be better at incremental innovation, they are at a disadvantage when it comes to radical innovation. They are constrained by the structures they have erected to steer the economy, which are slow to adapt to wholesale change.